This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The body of a 19-year-old college student was dumped on a street in Queens just a block away from his home. Police are now looking for two suspects in this. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has more. She's live this morning in the Glen Oaks neighborhood. Marla.
And in this neighborhood, tearful family and friends of Jay Patel gathered at his home, which was a block away from where his body was found on 268th Street around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon by a woman who was walking her dog. The 19-year-old Nassau Community College student had been shot in the abdomen. People living in this quiet neighborhood on the Queens-Nassau border were in disbelief.
It's really a shock to hear something so close to home. It's like family. Everybody's family. It's actually so. That's why I think everybody's in shock about it.
It's sad because I have a son and I can't imagine what a parent would go through. I hope I never have to feel that. I really feel for them.
Patel's relatives were at a loss to say why he was killed. One tells the Daily News, Patel was a wonderful young man with many friends and loved by everyone. But a source also tells the news that Patel had a history of sealed arrests. And we're live in Queens, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a New York City bishop who was accused of sexually abusing a teenage boy in the 1980s. Auxiliary Bishop John Jenick denied the allegation when it was brought to the attention of the New York Archdiocese last year, but Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the Archdiocese Lay Review Board found the allegation to be credible and substantiated.
Governor Cuomo has ordered in the hate crimes task force of the state police to investigate what he calls the disgusting desecration of the Holocaust Memorial in White Plains on the eve of Yom Kippur. WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Anti-Semitic flyers found on the fence of a Holocaust memorial here in downtown White Plains. The timing, the message, unmistakable, says Westchester County Executive George Latimer.
It was at the time before Yom Kippur, which is the most solemn day on the Jewish religious calendar. And because it was done at a location which is specifically put aside to remember those who suffered from anti-Semitic behavior in the days of Nazi Germany, we certainly believe this was a purposeful act of hate.
He says graffiti found inside the garden itself is not connected. Governor Cuomo has dispatched the state's hate crimes task force to assist in the investigation. They've been busy of late. Anti-Semitic graffiti at Scarsdale High School and at a Starbucks in Nyack. Congresswoman Nita Lowey warns hate crimes are a growing problem. She believes perpetrators have been emboldened by President Trump. An interfaith prayer vigil will call for unity. In White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s trial begins today for groping allegations. The trial was postponed in September when the prosecutor said they wanted to get more evidence. Gooding is accused of groping a 29-year-old woman at Magic Hour Rooftop Bar and Lounge near Times Square in June. She told police that she believed that he was intoxicated. He pleaded not guilty, is free now on his own recognizance, but if convicted, would face up to a year in prison.
Looks like lights out for that big $1.5 billion power plant in North Bergen. Governor Murphy is making his opposition official. In a radio interview, he says it makes no sense. Environmental protesters have long opposed the plant, fired by natural gas, which would produce power not for New Jersey, but for New York City. We're seeing a little glimpse of sunshine here in Lower Manhattan this morning, Craig Allen. A lot of people waking up and wondering, what storm?
That's the one that comes for later this afternoon and this evening. There are actually some decent breaks in the overcast, and the breaks are moving from east to west, just like the rain is farther out across Long Island, as well as eastern Connecticut and most of the New England coastline right now. And that will be headed in for the afternoon. The morning commute, no major problems. There's just some spotty sprinkles or a little drizzle here and there, just a little damp this morning. That's it. The wind's not even that strong. It's running around 10 to 15 miles per hour. But the big changes for this afternoon and this evening, first, we have flood advisories because the tidal flooding is probably going to be the worst part about this storm. For many of the coastal sections, there could be moderate to even major tidal flooding. For this morning's high tide, moderate. This evening's high tide and tomorrow morning, major. So you may have to move stuff, move your car if you're in a flood-prone area, vulnerable area right along the coastline. Gale and storm warnings for the winds gusting over 50 miles per hour, especially near the coast and out east for tonight into tomorrow morning. And as for rainfall, Not much from the city on west. East, though, could be over an inch. Today's high temperature near 60, low tonight 50 to 55. Tomorrow, still some lingering rain much of the day, perhaps a little drying late, and temperatures will be within a few degrees of 60. Right now in the city, it's 55, humidity 68%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.